Welcome to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Mark Anderson and Dr. Walter Gammon. We're the authors of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health and the Voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. Each week on the Staying Young Show, we bring you information that you can use. So if you miss a week or want to share something you heard on the show, go to iTunes.com and search The Staying Young Show. You can download iTunes for free and also all the past shows there for free. Now, have you realized that time and your health are starting to slip away? Is it 20 pounds and 10 years later and you're wondering what the heck happened? Well, that's today's topic. We're going to talk about that. Why are time and our health passing us by so fast? Why is it?
It is.
Come on. I mean, how many times do you have patients come in and they say, I don't know, or they look at the scale and they go, really? Gosh, I didn't know I had gained this weight. I thought things were getting a little tighter, but, you know, I mean, we just...
I wonder how many of them don't have mirrors at home, so...
That's not very nice.
Yeah, but they come in, they're like, you know, you tell them, say, oh, you're obese, and they're like, really? What do you mean? And you're sitting there looking at them, and it's like, look, I mean, you can't, if you walk past the mirror, you could tell you're obese. It's not a, you know, this was not a question mark kind of thing.
Okay, let's talk about mirrors for a minute, because, like, in the bathroom, really, you only see from your waist up. I mean... You just have to step back.
Yeah, there's full-length mirrors.
Yeah, I know, but people don't generally look at themselves in a full-length mirror unless they go to try on clothes, and then they go and they think there's something wrong with the dressing room because that dressing room mirror obviously is messed up.
Well, you know, they give the statistic that the average American gains 3 pounds a year, and you know, when we watch patients longitudinally over time, they will come back with... right on target with that 3 pounds a year. And you come back and, you know, I've got it in their chart and say, hey, look, 5 years ago, you weighed 190, you know, now you're weighing 205 and, you know, it's going to keep climbing unless they make the change. But that 3 pounds is, you know, I think I figured it out, an extra 100 calories a day, 80 calories a day. It's not much.
It's actually 50 calories a day.
50 calories a day. Yeah. I heard one stat was, you know, the little mint they give you sometimes when you get drinks at the at certain restaurants, that if you had one of those a day, it ends up being like 2 pounds of weight gain because they're like 40 calories.
What, in a year?
In a year.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, and of course, you can do the same thing, eating the same but being less active.
Well,
you know,
one,
being a couch potato.
Yeah, one thing they say, kind of along the lines of that mint, is if you drop off sodas, just stop drinking them. Drink water. Don't drink sodas. You just stop that alone. You do nothing else. You're going to be 10 pounds lighter by the end of the year.
That's right.
And it works.
That's right.
But it's not always the intake. It's like Dr. Gammon said, is, you know, change in activity level. So, you know, we've had patients that have gone from active job and they get a promotion and now they're the manager of the warehouse and they're, you know, sitting at a desk and nutritionally hadn't changed, but just the drop off and that extra walking up and down the warehouse of the day, and they'll put the, you know, 3, 4, 5 pounds on. So, you know, even when we're controlling our variables, the lifestyle changes that we're kind of forced to accommodate to can make changes. So you have to be aware of those changes and be forethoughtful and change before you get behind.
And, of course, getting married tends to put weight on people.
Right. So we know men's testosterone drops when they cohabitate.
Well, you know, you could easily say, oh, you got married, you have more sex. Obviously, sex makes you gain weight. Well, that's ridiculous. That isn't what happened. But really, I think it's more you get to eat what you want to eat. Your spouse wants to please you and just feeds you what you like.
Well, I think, oh, it's time for Doc Shock. All right. This one just kind of blew me away. It's kind of neat. Sometimes there's things in the news for people that aren't used to hearing what Doc Shock is, or things in the news that even kind of shock us a little bit. And this was interesting. So every one of us has these different bacteria in us, and they found that the types and the number of bacteria that live in the gut vary between lean people and obese people. And the researchers at the Catholic University of, is it Louvain in Belgium? They found that a single species of bacteria. Now, I can't say this. What is this word, these two words?
Acromantia mucinophilia.
Yeah. Who names this stuff? I really want to know.
Well, it's doctors. We don't want anyone to understand what we're doing.
Obviously, or be able to spell it. But it usually makes up about 3 to 5% of the gut bacteria. But in obese people, they found out that this particular bacteria is lower. So they took a bunch of obese mice and they set them fed them the same food that they normally would feed them, but then they added this bacteria and they actually lost weight. Now they didn't get as thin as the thin mice, but they definitely lost weight and kept it off as long as they had this bacteria given to them. So this was a fascinating study, and this is the only time you guys will ever hear me say this, but I really want to get a hold of some of that bacteria.
Well, I'll echo that. I'd love to have some of that bacteria.
But a lot of times, and this is a useful study because it shows that we've known that there's differences in the gut flora between people with weight issues and those that don't, but it was always a chicken and egg type thing. Is it the gut flora responding to what the dietary patterns are and that predicts the gut flora, or is it the gut flora that is actually making the difference? And in this case, they showed by introducing a specific species of bacteria that it did result in the weight loss. And so now we may know that you can do that. We see this when we put patients on antibiotics and things.
Yeah, it changes the
gut flora, and you know, they'll tell you that they feel different or they
get diarrhea.
Well, that's a common side effect, but you know, even beyond that, they'll say, I just feel full all the time, or I'm not, you know, as my bowel habits have changed, not just loose stool, but they've gone different. So picking the hot dog up off the ground and eating it every once in a while is good.
Why do you say things like that?
This is not bad for
throwing
you.
Throwing it to you.
All right, so now it's time for the Immortal Minute. I was waiting for the highlight there. This is an article that I pulled up, and it kind of goes counter to a lot of what people think about, you know, if you lead a stressless life or a lower stress life, you know, meditate all the time, it's going to lead to longevity. And what this study showed, and it started back in 1929 back at Stanford University, has been carried on following a group of 1,500 people throughout their lives from childhood to death, and it showed that people who had more stressful lives, you know, had stay energized, stay working, not necessarily retired, that those people are the ones that actually had better longevity than those that kind of had, quote, the low stress life. And we see this all the time. Somebody goes into retirement and they just kind of start fading away and fall up. So staying active doesn't mean you have to be overly stressed, but staying active
and staying involved.
Involved and working is a good thing.
I think it is a good thing. And if you haven't been to the website, emtexas.com, be sure to go there, emtexas.com. We got to go to a short break. Stay tuned, because when we come back, we're going to understand the triggers that lead to weight gain and poor health. If you can understand the triggers, you can change your course. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. from grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger. And no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300. Or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of Texas. And if you're just tuning in, this and every segment of the show is featured on iTunes as a free download. Go to iTunes.com and search the Staying Young Show. And I just always want to give a shout out to the people around the world that listen to us on iTunes. I mean, I'm amazed at all the different countries that we get downloaded from. And so got to give a shout out to those. Even in the Ukraine, we've had a lot of downloads in the Ukraine. So, hey, there to our people in the Ukraine. So,
Dobry den.
And as many of you know, Dr. Gammon has a Ukrainian background. So, but at the end of every show now, we do something called a riddle, and it's Dementia Defender. And if you send us the correct answer and the explanation, and we read your name on the air, then you could get a free copy of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. So I want you to grab a pen and write down the website and the phone number. Because you ready? Here we go. The website is emtexas.com. That's E-M-Texas, the word spelled out, .com. And the phone number is 1-800-910-3932. So at the end of the show, listen to that Dementia Defender. Go on the web to the contact us or call. And again, you could get a free copy of the book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. Now, today's whole show is about the 20 pounds and 10 and be 10 years later, so suddenly we gain weight, our health's going downhill, and we wake up and go, what happened? So that's really our thing. But before we go down this list of triggers, let's take just a brief minute and kind of go through our own personal stories. I mean, Dr. Anderson, was there a time in your life where you were really healthy and then maybe not so healthy and then maybe you got on a health kick again?
Well, no, I'd say mine's kind of ironic is that the heaviest I ever weighed was when I ran the marathon about 18 years ago. So when I was training up for the marathon and, you know, I actually got to my highest weight. And then when I backed off the training and just kind of worked out recreationally and cleaned up the nutrition stuff, I dropped about, it wasn't, you know, a lot, but dropped about 10 pounds and got back to the weight I've maintained for the last 10, 15 years. So it was ironic that, and I don't know whether it's because of increased appetite. I mean, nothing that I can recall changed, but the weight went up while I was probably doing more physical activity than I've ever done in my life.
So what about what age were you?
So I was 32 when I ran the marathon, and I got up to about 185 pounds. And then now I sit at 175. So, and it's been that way for 10 plus years.
There are people out there going, man, I wish I weighed that. There are a lot of guys your height that are saying, wish I weighed that. Because you always have stayed pretty fit. I mean,
right.
Even at that, you know, the 10 pounds heavier, that's still really fit.
Right. That's why I didn't mention the numbers, because that'll... You know, but and I, if you look at the pictures, I mean, it was fat tissue I was carrying. I've had, you know, lower percent body fat now than I had when I was doing that. So, I don't know whether it was just nature responding to that increased physical activity or, you know, sometimes you can overtrain and, yeah.
And you get those inflamed muscles and.
Yeah, or just glycogen storage, but, you know, back it off, and now you just kind of go recreational stuff, and it stays pretty constant.
All right, what about you, Dr. Gammon? Your different ins and outs of health.
Well, there's been so many different ones. One that I remember when I was in medical school, I was in great shape, wasn't overweight at all, and we had this anesthesia elective, so I was doing anesthesia, and in the lunchroom, they always had free lunches. And I'd always eaten healthy, and these free lunches, suddenly there was cheese on the ham and cheese sandwiches, and I had bologna sandwiches, and I thought, man, this is great. It's free, and it's tasty, and slowly the weight came on. So free lunches is something that does it. When I moved to Texas, oh, man, this Tex-Mex tastes good. And, boy, that just puts the weight right on. I mean, the whole southern U.S., the southwest, it's the type of foods we eat puts the weight on.
Well, that's interesting you said that because we were watching the news last night about the Texas thing, and people that move to Texas or the southern states from the northern states tend to gain 10 to 20 pounds in the first year because of the diet.
That's right.
Because of the food that's readily available. It's that good old chicken fried steak and things in the southern states and a lot of fried foods.
Or decreased activity. I mean, I noticed that when I'm up north, there's people walk a lot more, just not for recreational purposes. You know, I'm not going out in the evening to go for my evening stroll, but, you know, they park the cars and the centers are, you know, kind of open air shopping centers, and, you know, they don't just drive from one big box to the other big box like we do down here in Texas.
Yeah, and not just here. I mean, and in a lot of the states, I think it's moving more towards that. As the population's growing and the people are closer together, they're making more box stores. So you were going to mention another thing, but I can name one thing. I mean, when you started dancing a couple years ago, it was amazing the shape that you got into just with dancing.
Oh, yeah, ballroom dancing. It's a tremendous activity. It's physical. It's aerobic. It's mental. It's social. I mean, it's a fantastic activity, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing, though, is when you have an injury, when I ruptured my Achilles tendon back in 98, at first you lose weight because you have surgery and all that, and then you're walking on crutches, which is greatly exertional.
Oh, my gosh. You had the best arms. I loved your arms when you had those crutches.
But then when you get over it, you're no longer using the crutches, but you can't, you know, I couldn't jog anymore because the ankle would hurt so much. So then the weight slowly starts coming back on. So you have to counteract that by, you know, eating better and trying other activities.
Yeah, I think that's all good stuff. Let's talk about these triggers. Now, earlier you mentioned marriage, and I think one thing, and you mentioned the food and you eat differently and, you know, they cook and all that. But I think one thing that really probably gets looked over is that when you live by yourself, you know, you have your shows that you watch on TV, and he has maybe his shows. And then when you get married, you know, you got to sit together and watch his show and her show. So you're sitting in front of the TV more than you normally would. And then, you know, also, once you're married, and this is common, men and women tend to spread out a little bit because they're no longer on the prowl. I mean, they don't think every day, ooh, how do I look in these jeans? Because I need to know and check, you know, their backside out in the mirror. They're married, they're happily married, and they tend to not notice maybe as much.
Yeah, the motivation goes in. Fear and guilt are the two great motivators, always have been. So the fear of not, of being alone or, you know, not meeting that person may keep one going, or the guilt of, you know, I'm not going to ever meet somebody. And when that's gone, then you got to find some place to something that can replace those motivations.
And then in divorce, there's so many reasons people can gain weight, sadness, depression. You eat more because, you know, you eat for comfort. And also if you're on antidepressant medicine, the medicine itself can cause weight gain.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned divorce because I've seen it both sides. I've seen, like, when there's trouble in the marriage, like in different patients, they're putting on the weight. But then suddenly the divorce is final. They're back out on the prowl. All of a sudden, they're looking good. They're starting to take care of themselves again. Maybe they're past all that initial depression and shock and awe and all of that. But then let's talk about the single life, because this can really wreak havoc on your health.
Well, we had an interview with another program a while back that was talking about The high caloric intake with drinking, I say binge drinking, but some of these drinks that they're being mixed are 700-800 calories each, and even if you're not overindulging in the alcohol part of it, that's a meal in a glass kind of thing, and you go out a couple nights a week and have one or two of those, and it's not going to take long before you put on the 5-10 pounds.
And you tend to eat out more if you're dating. And the restaurant food is very fattening and very deceiving. You might have a salad thinking you're safe, and it could be 1,000 calories.
Oh, yeah, easy. I mean, when we did that talk at Path to Wellness, and we kind of showed pictures of different restaurants and different things they thought were healthy, then we actually put the nutritional content up, the calories, and the salt content. They were shocked.
I was telling them on the motorcycle, we were out riding the Harleys, and we had to stop at a little breakfast type place, and everything on the menu is cheese, bad stuff. So I said, well, great, I'll get a salad and get the vinaigrette. How bad can they mess a salad up, right? Spinach. And luckily I got the vinaigrette on the side, because they'd added sugar to the vinaigrette. It tasted like the syrup. I might as well have been pouring the maple syrup on top of my salad if I'd wanted. So they add it back in. So you're right, you go out, you eat more, you tend not to go shopping and cooking for one. And we see that in our older patients too. They'll tell you that it's, they're just cooking for one. So they'll eat what's easy and not go shopping as much and not get the healthier choices. And so they tend to have bad nutrition, especially lack of protein in our older patients.
Oh, that's a big problem. Okay. Now let's talk about travel and jobs, because this is a big problem for a lot of our executive patients and a lot of our celebrity patients, because they are traveling so much. And that traveling gets them off a schedule, and they're sitting on the airplane, they're sitting in the limo, they're eating whatever they eat. They might eat late, they might end up eating early, but all of that.
The trick for them, and I always tell them, is always have something on your person that you could eat if you can't get a good meal. So protein bars, you can keep trail mix, lots of things that travel pretty well and keep, that you don't have to worry about spoilage. And that way, when you're stuck in the airport for a layover, you've got something rather than going down the way and eating
junk.
Yeah.
Well, if you haven't been to the website, emtexas.com, be sure to go there, emtexas.com. And stay tuned, because we've got to go to a short break. But when we come back, what you can do right now to get and stay healthy. You're listening to the Staying Young Show. Don't go away.
If you suffer from digestive disorders, migraines, obesity, chronic fatigue, joint pain, or a foggy brain, the answer may be found in the food you eat. Everyone has a different tolerance to foods. The ALCAT test can look for food sensitivities and helps provide you with a roadmap for your personalized nutrition. Blood test, taken in the office, can simply change your life or the life of someone you know. Isn't it time to feel the best that you can? Call 817-552-4300 now to arrange for the ALCAT test. The ALCAT can measure everything from foods, additives, colorings, to chemicals and medicinal herbs that you may be sensitive to. Stop guessing where your symptoms are coming from and start getting information. No matter where you live, arrangements can be made for you to get the answers you need. Call 817-552-4300. 4300 today, or visit emtexas.com. 817-552-4300, or visit emtexas.com.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300, or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
This is Dr. Mark Anderson of Executive Medicine of Texas, co-host of the Staying Young Show. Do you have a lack of stamina? Has your sex drive decreased? If so, you could have a vitamin or hormone deficiency, and these symptoms should be taken seriously. Some centers focus solely on the testosterone deficiency and miss other important factors. The Executive Medicine of Texas Vitality Profile includes a thorough physical exam, extensive lab tests, and a review of personal and family history as we look for sources of your symptoms. Schedule your Vitality Profile at Executive Medicine of Texas today by calling 800-910-3932 or visit us on the web at emtexas.com. Again, 800-910-3932 or visit us at the web, emtexas.com.
Have you had health issues that no one has been able to figure out? Often we see patients that have been from doctor to doctor with no real answers. If you have symptoms such as fatigue, lack of focus, anxiety, or sleeplessness, it may be due to a lack of micronutrients. Science now allows us to look inside the cell to see if you have the proper nutrition your body needs. Schedule your micronutrient testing at emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-EXEC. Get your life back by calling 800-910-3932 and schedule your micronutrient testing today.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. And if you haven't gone to the website, emtexas.com, be sure to go there. And later this hour, we're going to give you the Dementia Defender Riddle. And that is one that you are going to want to respond to. So write down the website, emtexas.com, and the phone number, 1-800-910-3932. This is a toll-free number, 1-800-910-3932. And you can call with the answer and your explanation. And if we read your name on the air, we'll send you a free Staying Young book. And so this whole hour we've been talking about things in your life that can derail health, or actually that ways that we kind of get off track, and then now we want to focus on things that are good. But before we get into things people can do right now, Dr. Anderson, you mentioned your Harley ride. You know, you weren't here last time, but we gave you quite a bit of a hard time for not being here. So let's hear about your ride, because you always come back so refreshed.
Well, it's true. It was very relaxing. We rode North Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky, and rode up on the Blue Ridge Parkway. And it was myself and three other guys that we've been riding with. And these guys generally are older than I am, but as we're sitting around one afternoon by poolside enjoying a cool, cold adult beverage, the bikes had been put away. These three guys, two of them are about 65 and one of them's 58, they all had the revelation that they had all outlived their fathers. So their fathers all passed many years their junior, and most of it was due to early detection and some of the modern medical devices and procedures and such that were available. So both two of the guys with heart disease, and the other one more than likely had gotten his mother's genes rather than his father's. But it was a kind of a eye-opening statement that trip wouldn't have happened a generation ago, because those three guys probably would have already passed from other causes.
Well, and I mean, that just kind of is interesting in itself. But I wonder if those people took time like you do and like their sons now do to have a hobby, to have a recreation, to get out there, to, you know, go on the open road, get some fresh air. I mean, would you say, is it fair to say that, you know, Harleys are good for your health?
Possibly, but, one of the guys laid his bike down and he might argue that was not necessarily good for his health, but he walked away unscathed.
Cause he wore his helmet.
Listeners,
put your helmet on.
But I'll tell you, the other observation is, a lot of times the folks that you run into, first of all, they're the friendliest folks. If you got a bike and you run into somebody else that's riding a bike, they will, you know, they talk you up and always friendly, but they don't always have the best health behaviors. A lot of smokers, a lot of weight issues even on those bikes. Sometimes I wonder how those bikes struggle when Ma and Pa are sitting on them and, you know, they got saddlebags hanging over the side and that they're not attached to the bike necessarily. But, in general, just having something that you enjoy doing in a hobby does help you, live longer.
I think it's really neat, though. I didn't realize this, and obviously must be that I'm not a biker person, but you can, like, send your bikes. Like, when I think, oh, if I'm going to go bike somewhere, I got to drive my Harley all the way from here to the across the country and all the way back. But you can actually ship your bike.
Yeah, we shipped this time just because of time constraints so that you didn't have to
spend three days
getting up there and, you know, 3 days back, and then you only get 1 day to ride around. So, no, you can ship, and then you can rent bikes, too. So
I think that's awesome.
You know, in terms of your friends outliving their dads, you know, their dads may have lived at a time where they were just struggling to exist, to subsist, and, you know, they had to work all the time, and of course, smoking was much more prevalent, and they just basically never had a chance between the lifestyle and the fact that they had to work all the time. It caused their early demise.
Right, and, you know, we've talked about genomics, is that that same gene set, you know, exposed to a certain set of conditions would lead to, you know, certain set of diseases that it wouldn't today if it wasn't, exposed to a different set of environmental conditions. So it does change. The other thing is, though, when you're sitting around with these guys, they all plan on being around a while longer. I mean, I think, you know, their parents, their fathers didn't. You know, it was you worked hard. You retired at 65, and you pretty much were dead and buried by the time before you were 70. They didn't ever have any aspirations or living past it. And every one of these guys sitting there, you know, pretty much was anticipating that they're going to make it to 100. One guy's getting married again, later this summer, and they have all long-term plans. And we say that in our book, Age to Perfection. One of the common ingredients among the centenarians is they're always looking forward. You know, they lay out their clothes the night before. They're planning for that event next month. They always have that forward-looking attitude.
And they belong to a group, in your case, the Harley group.
Right. So they have a sense of group and a sense of community. That's another common characteristic of longevity. So,
all right, let's talk about, and I want the listeners right now, grab your pen, write these things down, because these are things you can do right now. These are things people say, oh, you should do this, but we're going to kind of give you the formulas. So exercise, write this down, because if you're not writing it down, you're not making the notes that you need to go back to. Exercise.
I'll give you the five. This is the five things to stay young and healthy. I tell the patients 100 times a week. One, don't smoke. Two, and these are in order of importance, exercise. 4 or 5 times a week, get sweat up. You don't have to run marathons. You don't have to wear leotards. Three, nutrition. Clean, lean, and green. Clean means, no packaged processed foods. If it's got a clown's face on the sack, you darn well ought not be eating it. Lean, high protein, low carbohydrate, and the green, get the veggies, especially the green ones, in as often as possible, 5 to 7 servings a day. Four, supplements, multivitamin, vitamin D, and omega-3s, pretty much anybody and everybody needs them. And then five, you get down to doing things like resveratrol, hormone optimization. There are levels 6 and 7, but most of us will never need to do any of those things like growth hormone and things like that. So if you start off at the top and work your way down the list, the first 3 or 4 are easily achievable.
And in terms of the smoking, I think I just like to modify that to mean no tobacco use whatsoever, because we have a lot of patients who don't smoke, but they use smokeless tobacco, and that's really bad
like
for
dip.
You, too. Yeah.
Like they dip. And then, you know, what about secondhand smoke? This is, people don't realize that they don't smoke, but yet their spouse smokes, or, you know, they're in a work environment where there's secondhand smoke. It's just as dangerous.
The patient yesterday, sent her to the hospital, was having angina, never smoked a day in her life. Her two previous husbands both smoked, and she was a waitress and was exposed to many years of secondhand smoke back in the restaurants before that was banned. And so, I mean, it increased her risk for having a heart attack, and she did.
Well, when we travel, and we travel a lot, you go to certain towns that still allow smoking in the restaurants. It stinks so bad. I can't even, like, eat when I go into a restaurant where they can still smoke. Even if they say, well, there's a smoking section, whatever. I mean, we know that that smoke just travels everywhere. So I encourage you not, as listeners, not to eat in frequent restaurants where there's a smoking area. Just stay out of them.
And just don't go there.
Just don't go there.
For the food either.
Yeah, well, don't go there for the food either. Right. That's
between,
true.
Between the smoke, if they're allowing smoking, odds are it's not a high-end restaurant and probably does not have the best cuisine on the menu.
I agree.
The other thing just to highlight, to supplement what Dr. Anderson mentioned, is hobbies, in his case riding a Harley, but having a hobby, being distracted from things that stress you, allowing you to relax. I mean, stress is important, as Dr. Anderson mentioned earlier, but you don't want too much stress.
The right kind of stress.
Right kind of stress. So having a hobby is very important.
Yeah, and also when we talk about stress, and you mentioned all the people over 100 that we interviewed for the book Age to Perfection, which, by the way, if you go on emtexas.com, and you can find where you can pre-order that book. It's out next month, but you can pre-order it now. But we interviewed these people over 100, and yes, they went through some very interesting things in their life. Some things that we think we know stress, but we don't know stress. We didn't live through wars, big wars here. We didn't live through the Depression. I mean, there's things that they went through that we haven't gone through. But even with those stresses, they all were spiritually centered. They all had a place where they could go. They, you know, it was either to their scriptures, or they all were centered. So it wasn't like they were dealing with the stress on their own. They felt grounded. And I think that's a really important point.
You know, I just realized, of all the centenarians you interviewed for our new book, none are atheists.
None of them. None of them. Matter of fact, it wasn't just the centenarians. It was everybody we interviewed, and we didn't cherry pick them, you know, from late 80s on to 100, there wasn't one. So that's a really good, important point. And I'm glad that you pointed that out.
No atheists in foxholes, and there's no atheists as you come nearer to God.
So
they may have been atheists at one point, but they see the end coming, and they've all converted.
I changed my mind.
Right. Yeah.
maybe there's something to this. Well, you know what I think?
Can't just hurt.
After talking to them, I think if you live long enough, you have enough things happen, and you see enough in your life that you couldn't possibly be an atheist, because all the things that have happened to you. Sorry, this isn't a religious show, it's a health show, but we digressed a little bit and kind of went down that road. But it's really important to talk about. And then, of course, we'll talk about this more in the next segment. Some other things right now that you can do. But we got to go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to give you probably the best advice you'll ever get. And also, the Dementia Defender, the riddle to stimulate your brain. Grab a pen. We'll be right back. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done, and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT, bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300. 4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com.
Have you had health issues that no one has been able to figure out? Often we see patients that have been from doctor to doctor with no real answers. If you have symptoms such as fatigue, lack of focus, anxiety, or sleeplessness, it may be due to a lack of micronutrients. Science now allows us to look inside the cell to see if you have the proper nutrition your body needs. Schedule your micronutrient testing at emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-EXEC. Get your life back by calling 800-910-3932 and schedule your micronutrient testing today.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
If you suffer from digestive disorders, migraines, obesity, chronic fatigue, joint pain, or a foggy brain, the answer may be found in the food you eat. Everyone has a different tolerance to foods. The ALCAT test can look for food sensitivities and helps provide you with a roadmap for your personalized nutrition. Blood test, taken in the office, can simply change your life or the life of someone you know. Isn't it time to feel the best that you can? Call 817-552-4300 now to arrange for the ALCAT test. The ALCAT can measure everything from foods, additives, colorings, to chemicals and medicinal herbs that you may be sensitive to. Stop guessing where your symptoms are coming from and start getting information. No matter where you live, arrangements can be made for you to get the answers you need. Call 817-552-4300. 4300 today or visit emtexas.com. 817-552-4300 or visit emtexas.com.
Welcome back to the Stayin' Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Mark Anderson and Dr. Walter Gammon. We're the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. You can visit us on the web at emtexas.com, or you can download the past shows by going to iTunes and searching The Stayin' Young Show. This whole hour has been about 20 pounds, and 10 years later, oh my gosh, what happened? And this is the best part of the show, because we're going to give you a step-by-step plan, how you can get yourself back on track, kind of the things that our patients do. I am always amazed when I go through and we have a patient come in, and we compare. Maybe they started coming to see you in 2009 or 2010, and you look at their progression and how much healthier they are and how much better they are. Their numbers are better, their weight's down. They just their life is better, and sometimes their marriages are better.
I had that experience this morning. So I was doing, you know, an exit interview with one of our patients that we'd done a physical on over the last 5 or 6 years. So as part of his report, it had a graphic representation of his weight and his body percent fat, and also on his labs. And you could see there over that 6 years, you talk about, you know, how the ins and outs. I mean, he's been pretty consistent in his diet and exercise and things. He's been at the same job and no big family traumas, but there's periods in there where his weight would go up 4 or 5 pounds and it'd be reflected in that cholesterol and such. And we could look at it and show where he would be optimized. His percent body fat's gone up a little bit as he's gotten older. So we were talking about, you know, trying to dial that back down a little bit, and it would improve his cholesterol and some of the other numbers. So, you know, when you track it, I'm the guy that gives the talk when we do our talks on metrics. You got to have numbers to manage it. Well, he has some great numbers, and, you know, now we can show him where probably his optimal weight and body fat percent should be.
And you're right, Mark. You alluded to the fact that sometimes people fall off the wagon. I recently had a patient who said, I just feel awful. Well, we did the physical and his numbers came back awful. And he had basically fallen off the wagon, wasn't taking his meds, wasn't eating right, wasn't exercising. Well, little wonder he felt bad, and it was reflected in all his results. And, you know, showing him the results, showing him reality gets him back on the wagon.
Right. When you objectify it, and so we do the scoring where you get the, you know, your age and off a couple different tests, and we give you boil it all down to a score, and it's in the book how we come up with that score, and people want to know that score at the end of the interview. It's like, has my score gotten better or has it gone down?
Yeah. I love it, because when babies are born, and again, this goes back to the book, when babies are born, they get an APGAR score. Somebody scores them on how everything about them, their appearance, all of it, and they get a number. Well, no other time in our life do we do that until now, and I'm glad that we've come up and develop the scoring system where people can know where they are You know, this is your score. This is how you're doing. This is your age, so to speak, outside of just those candles on the cake. But this whole physical thing, when we talk about executive physicals and the word executive, I mean, we see people that are executives, but we also see people that aren't executives. So don't let the word executive physical throw you. But it's a half day physical exam where basically you come in and everything that you need to know and some things you probably didn't know you need to know is going to get found out. And it's all about gathering those metrics. So it's not just a height, weight, blood pressure. Here you go. See you in a year.
We were talking earlier today about, even on healthy 20-year-olds in their 20s and such, that, you can start doing age management at that level, that you expand the, level of testing on the labs that you're doing to include baseline hormone levels and the expanded cholesterol for the very reason that the accumulated over time, when they hit 30 and start seeing those changes, they're going to be able to rectify and correct the path before they end up with the, 3 pounds a year, or the 20 pounds 10 years later, the title of the show, looking back retrospectively, they can be proactive and make that, you were talking, what's the difference between preventative medicine and proactive medicine? That's being proactive. Preventative means you get your mammograms and you do the things that are recommended, but proactive means you're being actively, pursuing where your health is.
You're absolutely correct. So many people, especially men between 20 and 35, rarely see a doctor. They rarely have a physical. And basically the attitude is, well, when I feel bad, then I'll see the doctor. And you're absolutely correct. There's so much that can be done proactively to prevent problems.
Well, and you mentioned the different labs, and in the physicals, there's already, I think, 86 lab values. But then some people opt for the micronutrient testing. And I wish I could say this is a single event, but time and time again, we've seen people come in, the men, the women, even the teenagers that come in because their parents brought them in for the same thing, come and get the micronutrient test to find out where they're deficient. And it goes through 27 different micronutrients. And there's a list of symptoms that you can go on our website, emtexas.com. You can go where it says micronutrient, and there's some charts you can download that show different symptoms for different deficiencies. But it's amazing how many marriages get turned around, how many kids' grades get turned around. And just they don't lose their job. They're like, I don't know, I just don't feel like getting up. Or they're argumentative. It just blows me away that it's something so simple.
And the micronutrient test looks at nutrients inside the cell. Often you have blood tests. We know what's in your blood, but does it translate through inside your cell? We know often it doesn't. The micronutrient test looks at that and finds the hidden deficiencies. So many times people come in with a shoebox, literally a shoebox of supplements. They're the wrong supplements. You have the micronutrient test, you find out what supplements you do need, and usually it's way less and it's the right ones.
Oh, well, we just had this week, a guy who had the shoebox, right? And he was on a men's health multivitamin. I was shocked. He had like 6 or 7 different deficiencies. And I'm like, and it wasn't just that. He was taking other ones, but he had just gone to the drugstore and kind of grabbed the different things and he was taking them. And, you have these symptoms and they like lined right up with all the issues he was having. But it goes back to, we've said this on the show before, that the supplements that are on the shelves are not regulated by the FDA. This is why it's so important, if you're going to take supplements, to take the pharmaceutical grade supplements. We have them at stayyoungvitamins.com. Our patients are on them. But this is just a clear example. This guy was spending a lot of money on his supplements and they weren't working. And it just aggravates the nonsense out of me.
Well, you're right, Judy. And the other thing to highlight again is hormone levels. They're so important, both in men and women, to make sure your testosterone, your estrogen, progesterone, that these levels are correct. They make all the difference in the world. And testosterone for both genders is the number one brain food. Everyone thinks about sex, but it's brain food. It gets rid of that brain fog and helps your creativity. It's so important to have your hormones in balance.
There's a study we're looking up before the show that came up with rats and mice with Alzheimer's, and they gave testosterone. This is to one group, and the other group they left alone. Significant reduction in the incidence of Alzheimer's with the group of rats that were treated with higher levels of testosterone. And this isn't new. It's just there's more studies that are coming out that are showing the not only the neurological benefits of testosterone therapy, but also reduction risk in certain cancers, and cardiovascular health has improved. So all these symptoms that are really symptoms of this disease called aging do get improved when you get those hormones optimized.
Well, you can see it. I mean, you can just see it. People come back for their 4 or 6 week follow-up after like getting the pellets, the hormone pellets, and their lives are like turned around.
Yeah, they feel like they're cheating. I mean, it's like,
yeah,
they're like,
you know, that's so funny you say that. They do.
Not like they're cheating on their buddies. They're like, oh yeah, I got to, you know, I don't kind of don't want to tell them about this thing because I'm feeling so great and it's making me, you know, perform so much better. I kind of like my advantage over my buddy.
Yeah.
Or my gal.
Oh, here we go.
It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender has swooped in with his cape with the double D on it. Are you ready for this week's riddle? It's about Jim. Jim the Butcher. Jim stands 6'2". He has size 13 shoes. But what does he weigh? That's the question. What does he weigh? Send your answers to emtexas.com.
That's right, emtexas.com, or you can call 1-800-910-3932.
And leave a message if it's not answered.
Yeah, if they don't answer, leave a message. We check them, trust me. And people that have left messages have won. So definitely want to get on there and do that. And you know, this has been a great show, and I want to tell all the listeners how much we enjoy being with you and bringing you health information. That's all the time we have for today. You've been listening to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of Texas. For more information, visit the website emtexas, that's emtexas spelled out, .com, and join us right here on the Staying Young Show as we bring you information that you can use. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you, to advice on sex and your health. The book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300, or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.